Good afternoon, Ghana. This is podcast Ghana Money King Kong, and I want to talk about the road accidents that has been an issue in the country, because it's just getting out of hand. And if we don't do something about it as a country, it is just going to kill our citizens. It's just going to kill our family. It's just going to kill a lot of people. But it looks as if nobody is worried about this. We are so comfortable making so much noise, discussing, talking about it on the radio, just coming up with knee-jerk reactions, setting up committees, and in the end, we come back with the same issues every single day. Have we looked at the statistics from Ghana? If you're talking about road accidents, fatalities, people who are dying. I mean, it is crazy. It is as if we don't have what we call, we don't understand humanity. That is how bad it is. It's an epidemic. We have to critically look at the situation very, very comprehensively with a serious strategy, national strategy for safety. Because just look at some of, so let's just talk about the statistics. Okay? If you look at the statistics from the UN, statistics from the international community, you can see a pattern. If you have an accident in Ghana, a road accident in Ghana, you are more likely to die, and it's the same across the African region, more than any part of the world. So imagine, this is where we are as a country, and we don't see that as a problem. Then it means that we don't care for humanity. We are so quick to cry and so quick to be sad, so quick to start organizing funerals, but then the real problem that needs to be tackled, nobody does it. Nobody is willing to put in the work to get this sorted once and for all. And we have certain points that I think we need to look at, which will just solve this problem, road safety problem, reduce it once and for all. And on this channel, we are going to be touching all of this over the next couple of weeks for us to see what we can do. Because I mean, you look at, let's start talking about vehicles. Okay, let's talk about vehicles. The vehicles that are coming into the country, it has a source. So we know where we are buying these vehicles from. Whether it is secondhand, whether it is brand new, whether it is being manufactured, whatever it is. There are standards of vehicles that are supposed to be on Ghana roads. We have standards. So if we have standards, what it means is every single vehicle that's on the road should pass a test. It should pass a test before it is licensed for it to be on Ghana roads. Look across Ghana. Look at the roads that we have. Look at across Ghana and the vehicles that we are sitting in. From the public transport, private transport, trotro, taxis, the lorries, the trucks, the timber trucks, every single vehicle that we have on the roads, you can see that some of them are not fit to be on the road. They are not fit to be on the road. But who are these guys buying it? These are Ghanaians who are buying these vehicles. We have Ghanaians who are buying these vehicles, bringing it into the country, and consuming it. We, the consumers, are actually sitting and using these services. And it's as if we don't care. And so you cannot, as if you can't even help the people that you want to help. Because we have systems. If we keep going about Ghana, we are poor. and we need resources, it's a lie, because we have every single system and every single law that is supposed to guard these vehicles and is supposed to get these vehicles through testing. And these vehicles come through the ports. And if it comes through the ports and we are not able to get it certified, get it tested, get it to be fit for purpose so that we can use it, then I mean, we've lost from that point. It is sad. It's a sad situation, because this is a country we are going about the international community trying to get investment, trying to bring people in, and we don't want to stop these investors. But if we don't sort our country out, we are not going to get any credible person, any credible investor, any credible company who will come into our country not feeling safe. And sometimes we just feel that the accident is too far from us, because maybe our families are not involved, maybe ourselves are not involved, and maybe our immediate friends, our colleagues are not involved. But trust me, it doesn't matter how nice or how good quality your vehicle is on the road. If you are caught out in an accident whereby three or four cars are colliding and they are going all over the place on the road, trust me, you are going to be part of the accident. And so we shouldn't see ourselves as being too far off, okay? And it is a cry. People are talking. Ghana Money King Kong, we are just making this so much noise. And before anybody asks who this person is, or before anybody starts talking about who am I and all that, let me just give you a brief knowledge about me. I have done this safety advocate in Ghana for a long time. Okay? We started talking about Malcolm disasters, we started talking about May knife disasters, we've talked about explosion, we've talked about, I've been on radio, I've been on national TV, all the various channels that you can think of in Ghana. We've talked about it. We predicted this was going to keep happening if we don't sort it out, and it is happening. We don't need prophets to be able to tell us this, because it is issues that has got effective solutions. We know we are in the safety business, and we know what works. We know what other countries have done. And we are giving our expertise to every single agency who wants it. We have talked about this, because whenever this issue happens, we set committees, they come up with recommendations, and then nothing gets done. And do you know why nothing gets done? Because we live in a country whereby there is no accountability. Tell me if anybody has been sued or anybody has been reprimanded for any of these accidents and incidents in Ghana. No. We don't get nobody being taking responsibility or somebody going to court, because ask yourself, who is responsible? What agency has got authority to actually chase and ask these people, taking them to court for them to answer questions that every single Ghanaian has? So after the May knife disaster, we don't know what happened. They came up with procedures, they came up, and then that's it. Malcolm disaster, the same. June 3rd, 2015, circle, the same. Atomic Junction, I mean, road. There is so much issues on safety in Ghana. Recently, we had a situation at the construction site. Do we know the number of people who've died on the construction site? Do we have the statistics? It is crazy. And so, Ghana, let's wake up. Please, if you're listening, subscribe. Just get this out. We are on the various social media channels: YouTube, Ghana Money TV, Ghana Money King Kong, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr. Follow us. Let's just discuss. Bring your comments, send in your opinions, and let's just get this out of the country before it's getting closer to you, and we need to stop it now. Thank you for listening, and see you again. Bye.